Good Friday morning, friends. Again, thank you for inviting me into your home so we can share God's Word together as we begin our day. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 61, and today's reading is the second in a series of three prophecies. It begins with a call to preach the good news, and the message includes words of comfort and consolation. A time of prosperity and everlasting joy is promised. And God's saving word for us as we conclude this week together is joy. So, let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 61, beginning at verse 1. The sovereign Lord has filled me with His Spirit. He has chosen me and sent me to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom to those in prison. He has sent me to proclaim that the time has come when the Lord will save His people and defeat their enemies. He has sent me to comfort all who mourn, to give to those who mourn in Zion joy and gladness instead of grief, a song of praise instead of sorrow. They will be like trees that the Lord Himself has planted. They will all do what is right, and God will be praised for what He has done. They will rebuild cities that have long been in ruins. My people, foreigners, will serve you. They will take care of your flocks and farm your land and tend to your vineyards. And you will be known as the priests of the Lord, the servants of our God. You will enjoy the wealth of the nations and be proud that it is yours. Your shame and disgrace are ended. You will live in your own land, and your wealth will be doubled. Your joy will last forever. The Lord says, I love justice, and I hate oppression and crime. I will faithfully reward my people and make an eternal covenant with them. They will be famous among the nations. Everyone who sees them will know that they are a people whom I have blessed. Jerusalem rejoices because of what the Lord has done. She is like a bride dressed for her wedding. God has clothed her with salvation and victory. As surely as seeds sprout and grow, the sovereign Lord will save His people, and all the nations will praise Him. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 61, verse 11. It says, as surely as seeds sprout and grow, the sovereign Lord will save His people, and all the nations will praise Him. Well, beloved, hasn't happened yet. Of course, we know that this is written several hundred years before the life of Jesus, when they were all in captivity, the Babylonian and Assyrian, Persian, Medo-Persia captivity, excuse me, and the Assyrians. And now the penalty has been paid for the time that Israel refused to give God the Sabbath day for the land, the sabbatical rest for the land. And so God, in his love for His people, removed them from the land, because if He were to exact what Israel owed Him, it would be so many years that they could not farm the fields that they would all starve to death. So actually having motivating Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, to swoop down and take all the people into captivity was God's way of saving the people from a time when there just wouldn't be any food at all in the land. But now the time has come, the penalty has been paid, and God is getting ready to bring the people back to Israel. All this happened before the life of Jesus, and we know that during Jesus' lifetime, none of what we have read here in verse 61 of Isaiah had come true. The people were not in freedom. They were under the yoke of Rome. They weren't able to do the things that they wanted to do because they were subjects to the Roman Empire. So all of this is going to take place in the near future, after the tribulation, which we have studied about in some length, the 7 years of tribulation, and then after that comes the 1,000 years of Jesus reigning on earth, and this is when all of this is going to take place. And what a wonderful, wonderful time it will be for those that love God. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Sovereign Lord, fill me with your Spirit and empower me to proclaim the good news of your love and salvation. Fill my heart with the joy and gladness that comes from you. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. Join me on Monday as we will be in Isaiah chapter 62, where the prophet speaks words of encouragement. But of course, between this morning and Monday morning, we've got a Sunday morning that's going to take place. So please, I look forward to seeing each and every one of you in the service on Sunday morning. And of course, I am praying for and claiming God's richest blessings in all of your lives, that your families would be saved, that your loved ones would be saved, that those who are sick would be raised up whole. And that is the business that God's church is all about, just reporting on and proclaiming God's blessings to the world about us. Amen. So until next time, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.